B-Pod Studios.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's 7:38. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Morning Court coming up in just a minute. We're going to talk to Zach. He's got a situation where the ex is qualified for the job, but do you hire the ex?
Okay.
Phone's ringing already. Hey, what's right. up? Good morning.
Hi, is this ROR?
It's ROR. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. What's going on?
One day I was listening to the
Morning Court
football pool. What decision did he make?
Oh, they split a three-way. She agreed to have a three-way.
All right. Bob.
She did.
Bob Bronson, what's going on with your frontal lobe?
What are you talking about?
Something's happening.
There were three people.
You need to see your primary.
Get together and share the experience
of a pool.
Winning money.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Feel better, Carl?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Two hands on the wheel.
Yes. I'm only here to help.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Okay. Three hands on the wheel.
Yeah.
Three hands on the wheel. So that's it. That's what happened. They split it three ways.
Okay.
All right. Morning Court is next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order. Order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session. We've got Zach on the phone. He's got a situation at work that sounds pretty complicated. It's going to be tough to do the right thing on this one. Hey, good morning, Zach.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys. So I've got a problem here, and I really need some help.
Okay.
I'm engaged, and I'm getting married next year, hopefully.
Right.
And, and I'm a manager of a software company, and we're hiring a new marketing director. My ex-girlfriend, she applied for the job, and normally I'd pass on this, but she's actually really good at her job. So I know this because we met at work, and I've always been impressed sort of by our work ethic and expertise in the field.
Oh, really?
But I'm actually, yeah.
Okay, keep going.
I'm being professional here, LBF.
All right, sorry.
Fire, LBF.
Go ahead.
But I'm actually, thinking very seriously about hiring her, and she does really want the job.
I'll bet. But,
is there a but? Oh, there's a but.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, guys, is that my fiance is really not thrilled about this.
You don't say.
Wow. Imagine that.
Exactly. I guess she hasn't achieved Zen yet, Zach.
I know. It's pretty awkward. I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. You know, we broke up a long time ago. I mean, just because she's my ex, it doesn't mean I should lose out on hiring a real asset and pro in the field. It'll make my job a lot easier and make me look good in the company as well.
He likes her assets.
Right.
In an ideal world, that all makes sense.
Yes, it does.
If you didn't have a fiance. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the fiance saying?
So I just want to know, guys, is my fiance just being jealous, or should she get over it, or should she, should I just pass and move on? I mean, I'll admit it. If I do pass, I'll feel like I'm already being, controlled, and we're not even married.
Yeah.
it's kind of unfair to my ex, who would normally be a shoo-in for the position. So, I just want to know, why should she lose out, because my fiance is insecure?
Because you're going to lose out.
All right, I have some questions.
All right. What do you got?
Some questions. How long did you date this ex?
We dated about a year.
Okay.
Okay, did you talk about marriage with this ex?
We did.
Are you cross-examining the witness?
All right, wait, yes, I am. Okay. Is she married?
No, and honestly, I don't know if she's dating someone currently.
Because you're not that interested in
right.
her.
My last question and the most important question.
All right.
How does she look?
Okay.
Bob's question.
She looks pretty good. She.
Okay. Okie dokie. Alrighty. I know what my verdict is.
I think she's about to rest her case.
Boop-a-doop. boom.
But Zach, you know, LBF obviously has, you know, her
problems.
We're going to ask her to hold off. But let's see what the listeners have to say. Stay tuned. You'll be hearing some, hopefully some advice you'll be able to use one way or the other. Phone's 888-410-1057. Any more questions, LBF?
No, I rest my case.
Okay. Zach, thanks for calling. Stay tuned. We can't wait to hear how this story turned out, okay?
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right. I would like you, LBF, to recuse yourself from Zach's case.
I would not going to recuse myself.
You should, because you are jaundiced already.
Jaundiced? I'm not jaundiced. I'm smart.
Yeah, okay.
I know things, Bob.
Okay. I think I know what you would tell Zach, but let's see what the listeners think. Okay, I got an idea what you'd want to say. Okay, so should Zach proceed with the hiring of the overly qualified individual?
Overly qualified.
Sounds like she is. Play the fiancé card. Like LBF thinks he should.
If he wants a fiancé.
Where do you want to be happy? At home or at work?
Right. Where do you spend more time now? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Would you rather be happy at home or work? Hard for both. 888-410-1057. Zach's all ears right now. Let's see if we can help the man out. Oh, pride comes before the fall, they say. That's the deal. Yeah. 7:52. We got Morning Court in session. Zach called. And he's got a dilemma. A dilemma, because
I don't think it's a dilemma.
You don't think so. You are all in on her being all out.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, bye. Bye.
Thanks for the resume.
I'll send your resume to HR. Bye-bye. So should he hire his ex, who, like, you ascertained you've been seeing for a year, no longer seeing her, but he's recently fiancé'd up, okay? And he has a position opening where his manager...
What's the position, Bob?
Well, it's wide open, LBF. they need to get somebody to fill that position. So he's got a qualified candidate. That would be his ex.
I should have known better.
Okay. So let's take some calls. Should Zach hire her or keep moving? Okay. First up, Chris, what's your take?
My question is this. How would the guy like his fiance to go to work every day with the guy that she used to sleep with?
Wow.
You're right. Always. You're right. Brass tacks.
How about that?
Yeah. It's,
how
it's,
about that?
You know what? It's always easier when you know, put it on the other foot.
Oh, look at Bob. Look at being understanding.
How evolved
it all of a sudden. My next question is, he's not trying to hire a cardiothoracic surgeon. You can find another marketing manager.
Okay.
Okay, I love this woman.
Okay.
Recuse yourself.
Have a great day. I love you guys.
Thanks, Chris. Bye. ROR. Hey, what's your verdict, or how can you help Zach out today?
Well, first of all, I think he would be putting himself up for a possible lawsuit for discrimination because of his girlfriend.
Right. Oh, you mean for hiring her?
Qualified from the other girl, from the ex-girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a
can't
thought.
Do it, babe. I get fired.
Well, what he ought to do is recuse himself from the hiring process and put somebody else in that position to be able to hire who they
didn't
want.
Think of that. See, I really am not.
If they end up hiring her, it's off of his shoulders. His fiance can't get mad at him.
No, not at all.
Done deal.
No.
Okay, Joe. We're going to take some more calls.
Thanks, Joe.
Good stuff. All right, Jen.
Yes.
What? Any advice for Zach today?
I think he should hire her, because if he's going to seriously marry this woman and they're in a relationship, they should be in a trusting relationship.
You know what rhymes with Jen? Zen.
I can only imagine.
Zen.
Zen.
Jen has achieved Zen.
Right.
You are evolved.
I'm not
So you're saying you're not that evolved.
No.
Jen, you're saying that, hey, she's got to get used to either it's a trust issue or not, right?
Yeah. Well, if you don't have trust in a relationship...
Yeah.
Then they shouldn't be getting married.
There you go, Jen.
I don't know.
We'll pass it on.
I'm on a diet.
Yeah.
I don't have cookies in the house.
You're recused. Bye. I admire Jen. Because what she's saying is, She's the best person for the job. I'm comfortable with that. No. I trust you.
Nope.
Do what's right for your job. That's pretty cool.
Trust.
Yeah.
But verify.
Trust, but verify. Well, she.
I verify
doesn't mean
that
she can't.
Why'd she apply for the job if she knows her ex-boyfriend's the boss?
Oh.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Elvis.
Trust no one. That's what I say.
Suspicious minds over there.
Yep.
All right. Let's take some more calls for Zach.
They deserve each other. Now that I think about it, hire Zach.
No, stop. Come on. 888-410-1057. We want to save his potential marriage from obliteration.
Well, then he shouldn't hire that girl.
That's your case. All right, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Morning Court. Today we had Zach check in with us. He's got a little situational dilemma. I'll kind of tell you what it is in a nutshell. He's the manager at a software company. They're looking for a new marketing director. And guess who's really, really, really good at it? His ex-girlfriend.
Okay,
she applied for the job. He said, hey, look, normally I'd pass, but she's really good. And I don't know if I should hold it against her that she's my ex.
Hold what against her?
Okay. So LBF cross-examined her. Here's how the cross-examination went. LBF, question. How long did you date? Answer, a year. Mm-hmm. Did you talk marriage? Yes, we did.
Yep.
Okay. Question number three. Is she married? No.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Is she dating someone? Not sure. Your last question was, how does she look?
What was the answer, Bob?
Pretty, pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. There you have.
The fact that he could answer that question says a lot.
Okay. All right, you recuse yourself for a minute. Let's go. Who do we have up
next? Recuse this, Bob.
Nancy. Nancy, she's recused. You're not. He's all ears. What do you say to Zach?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. You here to help Zach out?
I have a solution.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think he should hire her.
Huh?
And to prevent any lawsuit, he should get a new job himself. Things will be in harmony with his fiance,
you mean,
and
leave
he doesn't
the
have
company?
To worry about the ex-girlfriend. How is that?
You mean leave the company?
Wow, that seems like a very strange...
If he wants to hire her,
sounds like
you... Don't tell me nothing will go on. I mean, like, you know, I may trust my fiance, but I would not trust her.
Yep. I knew you were going there.
I trust none of them.
None of them. Okay, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy.
Well, you know, just to stay safe, don't you think?
No, it's pretty solid advice as far as I'm concerned. I'm not a manager. Okay. Thank you, though. Bye.
Well,
Bill, what's out, Bill? What do you say?
Well, I think he shouldn't hire her because sooner or later there's going to be trouble there, and he's going to have to go through questions every day he comes home.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, how's so-and-so? Yeah, how's
that working?
Yeah,
so how's that going? Yeah. What'd she say to you today? Yeah. What was she wearing? Why did you notice?
Exactly.
Bye, Bill.
Just like my wife.
R.O.R., good morning. Who's this?
This is Nana.
Hi, Nana.
Yes. Hi, how are you?
It's like Nana, but with an H.
Nana.
Okay, so what do you say?
I say you should just leave it be. Hire somebody else.
Wow, the LBF school of relationship management.
Just include in this situation.
It's not worth it, huh?
I just say leave it be, and not even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is who dumped who is really the question here. Because if she dumped him, I'm sorry, I didn't get your resume. Did you send one? He sounds like
I don't know.
Right?
It really depends on how they met up and
it
how she knew about it. And if she knew that he was the hiring manager, you know, who knows what she's thinking in her head.
All right, so I got you. You're not having it.
Yep.
You're not having it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Have a good day, you guys.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
ROR, good morning.
Hi, can I give Zach some advice?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Okay. You want me to tell you or you want me to tell him on the radio?
Well, you're telling me. This is Bob. Go ahead. I'm all ears.
Bob. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I was in Zach's situation 5 years ago. I hired my ex. I had a fiance. We were ready to get married the day before she went to Arizona. She never came back. I wound up marrying my ex that I hired.
No.
Case closed, everybody. Case closed.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah, I heard every word.
He hired the ex.
Yeah.
And fiance left him.
Right.
In Arizona.
Uh-huh.
You're rooting for this?
I'm not rooting for anything. I'm just saying you hire the ex, you end up with the ex.
Wow.
That's correct.
You guys happy?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
Case closed.
There it is.
I've been proven correct.
Wow. Yeah.
Jack, you
thank
have
you,
the
sir.
Best of both wills. Absolutely.
Boy, wow, wow, wow. Well, you probably made it even harder for Zach. So.
I think it's simple.
Okay. Thanks, Kevin. Congratulations.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
X gets the square. Wow. I think you're saying pick one. You can only have one.
Yeah. Yes, right? Because that's the
saying.
Law.
Well, I mean, you know.
I mean, it's in Utah, buddy.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you have to hire her or keep your fiance.
You can't have both.
That's what it sounds like you're saying. Okay.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
You're
funny
you.
About a guy. It's like, sounds like you say. No, that's actually what I'm saying.
those are the actual words.
They're coming right out of my mouth.
But what do you mean
but,
by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly. But are you sure? I mean, am yes. I hearing it correct? Okay. Yes.
Yes. Good. You know, my wife would say the same thing. She's like, what did you not get?
Yeah, like, what part?
Wow. I shouldn't have so many questions. Right. Okay, so that's that. We need to hear back from Zach at
yeah,
some point,
we do.
Though. Down the road.
No, we will.
I'm
yeah.
sure we will.
That is his fiance. Yeah, I'll tell you what he did.
When Zach calls, hey, you guys hiring?
See, we married.
Anyway, that was great. If you ever have a morning court, we can help you, too.
Yes.
How about that? Just email us at WROR.com because we're here to help. Dirty Laundry up next.
Who had the bed spins last night?
Okay. Tommy Boy. That's up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.